I was saying earlier, we curate this room by frequency. And it's an interesting way to look at things. But each of you, we feel, and we really don't care what your name is, your title is, whether you've been on American Idol or a billionaire, they're in here. But it doesn't matter. They're at our frequency. And that's how I curate my life. That's why my next book is about frequency. It's called Don't Do Business with Dicks. That's the wrong frequency, but I finally got smart. You know, it's like nobody walks by the airport and goes, oh my gosh, I have to read Compassionate Capitalism. So like you write a book like Compassionate Capitalism, but you put Don't Do Business with Dicks on the cover. And then everybody buys it at the airport and like, oh shit, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. But at least I sold the book. I learned the game. It took me 8 books to learn that. No more bullshit Amazon number one bestseller either. I'm going New York Times this time, the real one. All right. Anyways, bless you. Thank you. See, maybe I could do this, Justin. We're here for a reason, though, and I live my life for the sake of. And I constantly am asking myself, what are you doing this for the sake of? Whether it's my health, my family, the travel, whether it's a conversation with someone, I want it to be purposeful. I apply my why. I don't search for it. I believe we all are connected to God and we are protected by that. And we need to apply that inspiration to everything that we do. And it's a simple question, not I'll be happy when, but for the sake of what? I tell people all the time, I'm not interested in what's a matter with you. I want to know what matters to you so I can assist you with that. And there's a distinction in that. And that's the frequency I love hearing from people. Like, this wasn't what I expected, Aspire. Like, you know, I thought it was just going to be inspirational. They thought it would just be business or they thought it would just be faith. But it's everything. And you will not get more wisdom in any other thing that you go to than Aspire. Varying degrees of wisdom, whether it is business or inspiration or faith. I haven't, and I speak all around, found a better place to speak and a better place to be. For the sake of what do I do this? Experiential, business development, and for me, post-production content. For the sake of bringing people together and building a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. And I do it specifically as well to support. I'm the chairman of the Unstoppable Foundation, founded by Unstoppable Women, Cynthia Kersey. If you ever read that book, she's my mentor. And we have literally 17 sustainable villages we built in Kenya. My wife and I, thank you. Thank Janet as well, who's here. My wife and I got involved in the charity, you know, having 3 daughters, having a worldly perspective. And I ended up being what was supposed to be the interim chairman of Unstoppable Foundation about 10 years ago. And then she told me, she's very spiritual, but Cynthia says, so like, interim means this lifetime. I go, oh, infinite time. So I'm still here for the sake of women around the world, building schools. There's big people, Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, Mary Morrissey, incredible thought leaders have built colleges and high schools and water and medical care and financial literacy. And we teach tourism and engineering. And if you ever want to go see what we've done, it's the most remarkable thing. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the Aspire team and these dinners. We are the number one donor to the Unstoppable Foundation. I'm on the road 100 dinners a year. And you all are a blessing, which means to me, I always like to have a lesson. I usually talk about the infinite loop of giving, which I did today on stage. I want to talk about the difference I see in people today about going the extra mile. And I see it in my kids and I see it in their friends. And I believe our bench is deep. These kids out there, they're so talented, but they're stuck in this idea of the extra mile. And it's a dangerous idea. I see so many people in life that I coach, they go the extra mile, but you can only go the extra mile every once in a while. That's not the way human consciousness works. Human consciousness works within a consistent, persistent behavioral system. And you can't go the extra mile in everything that you do. It's literally within the human experience impossible. So what happens is people go the extra mile every once in a while. Then they use that to justify why they're not where they want to be. They really do. Dad, I studied 15 hours for the test. But you got a B. Why don't you study 15 minutes a day and get an A? Because that's the way it works. Like someone had asked me about quantum physics, and I study time in the realm of physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. And one of the things about energy is energy has three different capabilities. It accelerates, it aggregates, and it compounds. So when I see things for the sake of what I want them, I say to myself, do I want this energy to accelerate, to aggregate, and compound? Do I want this behavior to accelerate, to aggregate, and compound? Acceleration means it comes faster to you. It's already existing. You're just clearing the interference between you and that which already exists. So do we want that to accelerate, aggregate? So money was one of the energies. I said, hell yeah, I want money to come faster, aggregate more of it, and compound. Which is what we teach at Aspire, right? To accelerate, aggregate, and compound financially by using architecture, by using experience and wisdom to do that. And so all the things that I do, I look to this energy and I'm consistent with it. And if you are, you get to experience something that very few people get to experience, and it's called the empty mile. If you are consistent, persistent in the pursuit for the sake of what you want, your potential, you'll be in this place so far ahead of everybody else because of the, you'll be in the empty mile. There's no, when I go to the gym at 4 a.m. and there's no one there, I know I'm living in the empty mile. When people ask me, how do you go live? How do you do this? I know I'm in the empty mile because they aren't there because they're going the extra mile and justifying why they can't do or say or think or feel or believe what I think, say, feel or believe or better. And so I want you to think about what's important to you and commit to a minimum amount of time every day. Pick one thing. If you can't pick it, I'll pick it for you right now. Say thank you. 0.1 seconds and it's free. Dedicate 0.1 seconds every day of your life to be grateful. Your life will change forever. That's the easiest one. You also will learn, like I said on stage, the simple things to do are simple not to do. Especially counterintuitive to human nature. Consistent, persistent is difficult. Be annoying to yourself. Be repetitive and be honest with yourself. Human beings hate repetitive and they hate honest. Kids hate repetitive and they hate honest. But be a great coach, mentor, and teacher to yourself. Be consistent and persistent. I promise you, anything you desire will come to you faster. It'll aggregate all the source and resource, and it will exponentially give you the outcomes. Nothing's better with what you want. I will warn you that bad behaviors do the same thing. And remember, within the context of acceleration, aggregation, and compounding, things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. Success happens very slowly, then all of a sudden. That's why there's so many billionaire overnight successes. Because it happened really slowly, and all of a sudden everyone thinks it was overnight, but they forget the other 17 and a half years that it took to get there. But warn you, bad behaviors will do the same thing. They will happen very slowly, then all of a sudden you don't wake up. So make sure you're healthy. If you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want every day. If you're unhealthy, you only have one wish. Ask Steve Jobs. Classic example. This is an extraordinary experience. I give my cell phone to everyone for a reason. I promise anyone and everyone I'm here to be of service or value. My mom was intentional about naming me. My name's David Meltzer. David means beloved. Meltzer means waiter or servant. And my mom, my whole life, would say, you need to live up to your name. Thank you for allowing me to live up to my name. I'm your beloved servant. God bless all of you. Enjoy the evening.